listening to another Netcast production brought to you by the Fancy Pants Gangsters at fancypantsgangsters.com. Because those who can, do. Those who cannot, do it on the internet.
From theblogulator.com.
This is Blogulator Radio.
Skewering and fawning over everything television. Now for almost 9 episodes. This is our episode number 9.
Episode number 9.
Wow,
feeling fine.
Double digits.
My name is Chris.
I'm Bridget.
I'm Qualler.
And tuning in all the way from Milwaukee, Wisconsin is...
Dr. Peace.
Should we be giving away his location?
I haven't seen even past episode.
True location.
Somewhere in the Midwest region.
That might be even too close because the ladies are going to find him.
That's because I put my picture on telephone poles.
Well,
I guess if you want them to find you.
It's a little weird.
But just no information or anything? Just your face?
Just my face, and it says lost, ?
Can you say the doctor is in?
The doctor is in.
There we go. Now say it like Squidward.
I don't know how he sounds. I just know
you sound like him.
Say it like Dr. Zoidberg.
No.
All right.
I don't get
person.
Either of those references.
Who doesn't watch Futurama?
I don't.
What?
Loser.
I thought everyone watched Futurama.
I don't. I don't know why.
It's funny.
It's a pretty funny
show. Give it a chance. You'll laugh.
All right. We're here today to talk about the upfronts. We're about a week late on it, but fret not because we have been voraciously consuming all blog posts and internet buzz about the shows coming this fall to network television.
Crack research.
Yeah, that's crack research team. Qualler watched all the clips and read about them. I read about them, and Bridget heard about what Mark and I read about and watched.
I tried not to, but it gets in there, some of it, when I'm watching 90210. Keep it down, Qualler.
How much did you pay attention to this stuff, Doctor?
I heard that you guys read about them.
Oh, okay. So
this is like
Bridget's...
fourth degree of separation all the way from... Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
All right.
Makes for an interesting opinion.
Mm. Well... Qualler, you did some nice blog posts on theblogulator.com, our text-based version about the upfronts. Overall, do you think that this upcoming fall season 2011 is going to be crap or treasure?
Overall, I think it's going to be both crap and treasure.
Treasure crap.
Treasure crap?
Yeah.
Or it could be totally mediocre.
Yeah. Do you think there will be at least two good shows on network television this fall?
On network television? Watches network television?
Oh, that's what we're talking about today.
Snobs.
What?
I think there's a good chance that there will be one show, at the very least, one show that I end up watching through a whole season.
Okay. This past year, has there been one or two shows, new ones from 2011, 2010?
Man, what even premiered this year?
I think the Chicago Code is the only one that I've liked.
Yeah, and I kind of forgot to watch that even, so...
And then it got canned.
And then it got canned anyway, so... We'll see. There's a crapload of new shows, and strangely, a lot of them are really, really high concept, so I don't know how that'll work out.
Well, let's start talking about them. We're going to start with NBC...
NBC,
which is the fourth place network, always trying to scramble up to reclaim the glory of their Seinfeld and Friends years.
Yeah, remember
I think
Friends?
They still seem to think that it's 1997 on NBC. I think
they do. They're always convinced that, you know. And it's funny because even though they're the fourth place network, I think I watch them more than any of the other networks, if only for the Thursday shows and Saturday Night Live, begrudgingly.
Right. Exactly.
Nothing like a begrudging SNL.
Right. So let's start with what will definitely be the least hilarious. No, actually, I can't say that. There's going to be a lot of very unhilarious shows. This one has the most unhilarious title, though. It's Are You There, Vodka? It's Me, Chelsea.
Well, it's the title is the same as a book that she wrote.
Right.
Which I've actually heard Chelsea Handler from people that I respect that it's a pretty funny book.
But she's not funny.
Yeah, the problem with that is that Chelsea Handler does not make me laugh.
What, because she's a woman?
Yeah.
Because she's a strong woman who's overt about her sexuality?
Doctor, I see how you're being silent on this.
I'm watching the preview clip in the background.
Hey, Avery.
Hey, Jonathan. This is my friend Chelsea.
Hey, nice to meet you. Hey, man, can I get a vodka on the rocks?
No mixer?
How about more vodka?
Vodka and more vodka? Mm. That's my drink. It occurred to me that I had judged another human being based on his horrible clown hair without even bothering to find out what he drinks. I began to admire him for having the confidence to walk around with a lid like that. Obviously, it wasn't his fault he was a redhead. It was his gross ancestors. Clearly, some old bitch back there shagged a court jester.
And?
Do you know that sometimes women like to drink?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out if Chelsea Handler is narrating it over Laura Prepon.
She's not. It's Laura Prepon from That 70s Show who's narrating it. But as a twist, Chelsea Handler plays the character Chelsea Handler's sister.
You know, there's some
twist.
Yeah, she thinks she's Charlie Kaufman or something. But
she can't be because she's a woman.
Right. Being meta is something only guys are good at. I'm sorry. Community, run by guys.
Well, you know, I don't think I think the problem more lies in the and granted, we've only seen the trailers of all of these things, so it's really hard to judge a show by a trailer.
But we're doing it anyway.
But that's snap judgments are
that's what we're good at the
about.
Internet.
Yeah. But this does look really bad.
You know, the funny thing about Chelsea Handler is that her show on the E! Network is one of those. I feel like there's a handful of them where there's a show before it that I enjoy, The Soup.
The Soup. Yeah.
But when Chelsea Handler starts, I immediately run for the remote control as fast as possible.
I don't hate her.
Handle seeing a woman who has strong opinions about pop culture and is overt about her sexuality and drinking.
And talks like this?
Yes. I don't really, you know, I don't hate her. I don't hate Chelsea lately, but I'm not going to go out of my way to watch it.
That's interesting.
You've been questioning us a lot, Bridget, but yet you don't say that she actually is funny.
I just want to know, like, I've never really seen much of Chelsea lately, and I've never read Are You There, God? It's Me, Vodka. Or Are You There? Whoa. Look
Somebody's
for that. Stores fall 2012.
Too much.
Only my autobiography, am I right? These guys won't buy it because they're intimidated by strong women who are overt about their...
Shut up.
I've never read it, but I've heard from...
You've heard that it's
Heard that it's funny, and I've heard that from people whose opinions are
just as
valid as my own. So
yeah. The other big problem is also book to screen translations are... always a little off, especially I feel like when they're biographical or autobiographical.
Yeah.
I just think the title is too long.
That's basically the biggest
concern. Well, it's a play on Are You There, God? It's Me, Mark.
I understand
that. Do you?
But it's a TV show, and I need like two-word TV show titles.
Well, maybe they'll retitle it Fat Wife.
Or Vodka Ladies.
Vodka Ladies.
Drink a drunk. I think we should just
can
this one.
How about Drunk Chicks?
We have 43 more shows to talk about.
All right, we're moving on.
But, should we can it?
Yeah. We'll give it three cans and I support women.
Okay.
I'm sorry, doctor, I spoke for you. What do you think?
I give it two cans for the two cans on women.
All right.
Oh, wait, are cans butts? I could be wrong.
Moving right along.
Yeah. Either way you take it. Yeah. Awake, conceived by Kyle Killen, who created one of the better pilots of last year. Was this last year or 2 years ago?
Last year, yeah.
Lone Star. It feels like forever ago because they only burned off three episodes before they canceled it.
Yeah, two even.
Only two?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
I never saw anything past the pilot, but the pilot was really good.
B.D. Wong?
Alive. Awake is basically the same premise as Lone Star, where it's like a guy who has a double life. But the twist is that he died, but then he has two lives. So when he goes to sleep, it's like one life. And then when he wakes up, he's awake in the other world where he's like still with his wife and stuff. And
kind of like Avatar too.
Electric
Boogaloo.
A little bit.
Vanilla Sky.
Wait. Yeah. Kind of,
But is that...
And he's a cop, because everyone has to be a cop.
Mm.
Right. But...
can't be on network TV if you're not a cop, doctor, or lawyer.
Right.
Are there other professions?
No.
So Jason Isaacs. What's this guy from?
Can't place my finger.
Fact checker?
Fact checker? We don't have a fact checker this time. Doctor, get on it.
Yeah,
Jason
I am.
Isaacs.
Already
cool,
on
thanks.
It.
B.D. Wong from
The Patriot.
Oz and Law and Order.
The Patriot?
Yeah.
Is that the same as Patriot Games?
No.
No.
I forgot to put
He's
in the
also Lucius Malfoy in the Harry Potter series.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know what that...
Is that like a
that's
wizard
Draco?
Or something?
That's the bratty kid's dad who's in the Death Eaters. He's like Voldemort's number two guy.
Okay.
He's got
okay.
long
Someone's
hair.
Someone's familiar with Harry Potter.
Also, what was I going to say?
I'm going to watch this one.
Yeah, and B.D. Wong is my favorite guy from... he was in Father of the Bride, right?
Oh, yeah.
In Father of the Bride Part 2.
Martin Short's
Asian guy.
Yeah.
Partner. Sure.
And I love those movies.
And, I love Steve Harris from The Practice and Friday Night Lights.
And Wilder Valderrama. It's a good year for people from that 70s show.
Right, apparently.
So we give it a what? A watch?
I'll watch it.
Watch Doctor?
Yeah. I will.
All right.
Yeah. The cop thing's annoying, but other than that, it sounds like it has potential. Yeah.
This is the only preview I've watched so far. I did watch this prior that actually held my interest for more than 30 seconds. So.
Wow.
Right.
Yeah. That's high praise from the Doctor.
It's a good sign.
It is.
Next, let's go back to sitcom land with Bent. You might remember, this is the one that you tried to trick me with, Doctor, in our Two Truths and a Lie game, correct?
I did trick. Or no, you got this one right.
I got this is one of the only ones I got right. It's starring Amanda Peet and David Walton from Perfect Couples, which was almost immediately canceled during its run. But what's it about? I remember something about a surfboard.
Yeah, I think it's a single mom and she falls in love with the surfing guy. I don't even remember. I'm watching
Gilmore Girls meets John from Cincinnati.
Again.
What's Gilmore Girls about it?
The snappy dialogue, at least from the trailer, kind of snarky, winking dialogue.
Sure, and
although,
Amanda Peet.
Although, I don't really have an opinion on Amanda Peet. I realize.
No, neither do I.
Yeah, but Amanda Peet, that's a name.
Yeah, that's a name.
She was in. Was she in Studio 60? She's been in Sorkin type things before.
Yeah. I think she's capable.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The capable Amanda Peet.
Yeah, she should hook up with Tate Donovan.
She's definitely the Tate Donovan of actresses.
On television.
Right.
So, I don't know. I'm gonna give this one a wait and see.
Yeah.
A wait and see?
Totally ambivalent.
Yeah. All right, I'm not gonna go out and watch it.
I'm watching. It's not laugh track. It's like single camera shot.
Yeah.
Jeffrey Tambor is in it.
Yeah, Jeffrey Tambor makes me laugh just by, like, showing up.
Right, he doesn't have to say anything.
Like, when I was on a business trip recently, I saw the movie Win-Win, and I was watching this movie by myself, and I laughed a lot every time he said anything, and I think I creeped everybody out around me, but it was worth it.
Well, that was probably because your pants were off.
Yeah, well, that's how I watch movies.
That's how he laughs,
and it's also how he podcasts.
Yeah,
exactly.
Next is another sitcom. This one, I think I'm more excited about than you are, Qualler, though I didn't see the trailer.
It's called Free Agents, and the trailer just really disinterested me, even though it has a really good pedigree of John Enbaum from Party Down and Veronica Mars, and
And Hank Azaria, who's somebody who hasn't gotten in front of the camera in a long time.
Yeah.
It seems like. I guess I don't really think he's hilarious or anything, but
he's
a
funny guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Real funny guy. Real funny guy.
So, you say it's super frenetic, because they're trying to, like, make up for the fact there's no laugh track.
Yeah.
That is annoying.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you can kind of get in the rhythm of something like that if it actually ends up having good characters.
Yeah, and the show itself could be completely different from the trailer. It was just set up very much like just constant wackiness and just didn't deliver on its wacky promise as far as the musical cues go.
And it's what is it about? Actors in Hollywood?
PR executives. Yeah. But it's one of those things where it's like they show them at work and like you don't really know what they do because, like, at work, they're just, like, talking about, like, having sex. So it's weird.
There's no
PR
work
executives.
Going on.
Right.
Yeah. There's a lot of PR shows happening this fall, I feel like.
I don't think middle America understands what a PR firm does.
What does
or what PR
stand
means.
For?
Public relations.
I don't even know.
So I think that's the perfect setting if you don't really care what job they have.
Right.
Just like these are high power, fast track
well,
PR people.
That's
They're
said,
snappy,
because,
snippy, snappy.
Because Enbaum's previous show, Party Down, was I think, a really good example of a workplace comedy that dealt specifically with, you know, why these characters were in that workplace and their struggles there. So I don't know, maybe he can pull it off, and they're just cutting the trailer so as to get a broader audience.
Maybe.
Probably.
We'll see. I'm gonna give that one a watch it.
I'll watch it too.
There's a YouTube commenter who thinks Hank Azaria has a really good body. I would rather see him shirtless than the situation.
All right.
You should give us a YouTube comment for every one of these shows.
Start now.
Get on it, Doctor. Okay. The next show is back to the hour long. This is the hour long drama, right?
Yeah.
It's Grimm, one of the two fairy tale shows happening this fall.
Fairy tales.
Tale with a twist.
Yeah.
A twist. Fairy tales already have twists. What makes a fairy tale, idiots.
The twist is there's also a real life aspect of it.
Wait, so it's like
a gritty real life situation where they're fairy tale things.
Well, both of these are seem to be at least semi based on the fact that a couple of years ago a Fables show was in the works but never got off the ground because Fables is a comic based on that idea that, you know, the gritty real world mixes with the fairy tale
and
world.
It costs too much money to make that or something.
Yeah, exactly.
So not Fables like Aesop's.
No, Fable it's a more recent comic series.
More recent than Aesop?
More recent.
Huh.
This one, I don't know.
This one looks a lot worse than the other one.
Than ABC's
one. Is it going to be kind of like Into the Woods?
What is that?
Really? Harry, I mean, Dr. Peace, you know what Into the Woods is, right?
The musical, right?
The musical?
Yeah, I saw that. I forgot it already.
To Grandmother's House, Into the Woods.
So the premise of it, the premise is that there's a guy who's the last of the Grimms, is like, what does that even mean? But he sees other people that are actually monsters, and I like the idea of like somebody seeing like a monster. Like I feel like having read a lot of Stephen King books, like I'm trained to just like that. But it looks like a really, really low budget, really. Like sci-fi
like monster,
channel
monsters
version?
That other people can't see.
Well, it seems like after Heroes, NBC gave up on the idea of giving fantasy shows actual budgets.
Yeah,
like, the Cape
that's probably true.
Such low.
Well, I thought the production. Cape had a pretty good budget.
After that,
Cape Heroes. Could do a lot of stuff.
A lot of stuff. That's right.
It looks
so chintzy.
I liked the Cape.
Oh, I enjoyed it.
I'm gonna go back.
I hated it.
Okay, well, I'll watch it if it's about fairy tales.
It's on Friday nights, though.
Oh, no. So, then I'll probably be out at the clubs.
Can it?
Is that right?
Yeah, you can't record
it's going to be up against, actual good sci-fi shows, though, like Fringe and
It wouldn't be sci-fi, or if it's fairy tales. Is it? I mean, are they making fairy tales into something sci-fi? Because that's stupid.
I think they might.
It's the general idea.
Because it's like...
Monsters equals sci-fi.
No, right? Monsters equals fantasy. That's a pretty significant thing for me. If it's really based on a fairy tale, then it should be fantasy. It should not be sci-fi.
But it's mixing with the real world, like a gritty side of it. And I think if it's fantasy, it's got to be more based in some kind of otherworldly setting.
Right, like fairy tales. Okay, so I see what you're saying. So that makes me not want to see it, because that's like... F you.
Yeah.
It's I'm walking down the street and I see a monster.
Right.
But other people can't see the monster. Everyone can see the monster.
I know. It's a freaking monster.
Unless Jim Henson does the puppets.
Oh, I would watch them.
Or his people. He's dead, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Doctor, do you have a YouTube comment for us?
Most of the YouTube comment thread seems to be arguing whether Supernatural is better than this show is going to be.
And?
And it's all Supernatural fans, so they say Supernatural is better. Apparently there's a dig at Supernatural in the preview, which
people are Supernatural fans.
This show that has amassed a cult following over 8 years is is better than a show that hasn't existed yet.
Yeah.
That boggles my
shocker.
Mind.
Wait, we can't offend the nerds yet, Chris. We need them to listen to our podcast.
That's true. Okay.
Your opinions are great.
Yeah.
Keep on posting.
Oh, here's one I'm excited about, even though it's going to be terrible.
Oh, yeah.
The Playboy Club.
I'm excited about that, too. And I don't know that it's going to be terrible. We cannot tell from the preview.
I suppose.
Or from that trailer.
I guarantee at least the pilot will be awful. Because they're taking an actual genuinely interesting premise, I think, but then basing it all off a murder, because once again...
Yes, murder.
You can't have a premise without a murder, a
murder
cop.
Most foul. Sorry.
Or something like that.
Who else wrote a little play, a little something about murder?
Oh, Christ.
Shakespeare?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say Landry and... Tyra from
I'm looking forward to the Playboy Club. I think that it could be really terrible, but I think it could also be really good. And Qualler knows that I am really, really into Playboy. Like, it's just kind of a thing that I'm interested in.
And you especially, like, looking at women's
as a right. But no, as a, like, a cultural, historical, what do we call that? What do we call it? What do we call it? A thing that you look at? Relic.
are you also a fan of really smarmy John Hamm knockoffs as lead actors?
So this is one of two.
Yeah. Are you the YouTube commenter Les June 11? That
Perhaps.
Says Nick Dalton is definitely not Don Draper.
Mm. Ooh.
Ooh. Good one.
15 thumbs up.
Hey, everyone, you guys included, just because it's also set in the 60s doesn't mean we only have to compare it to Mad Men. So let's get over that.
Oh, wow.
So you're categorically denying that there are knockoffs of successful shows on network TV?
Yeah, that's exactly what I said.
So you're saying that the execs didn't look at Mad Men's success and think, we could do this on the network TV.
I'm saying that sexism is a thing of the past. Doctor?
That's true.
Oh, yeah.
True. We are in a post-feminist world.
No, I just
along
want...
with racism, anti-Semitism.
Yeah,
yeah. All that stuff. No, I look forward to it because I love seeing those butts in those little bunny outfits. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Shake that little tail.
I'll watch it for the bodies.
Right.
For sure.
I hope there aren't any fatties. Right?
Well, yeah.
Amber Heard is in it. She's
Who?
A
Angry Bird.
Decent hottie. Amber Heard.
Amber Heard.
Oh, Amber Heard.
Not Angry Bird.
Oh, that would be a fun twist.
Yeah, that would be a fun twist. That's the murderer.
You're going to have this waitress. That was the Angry Bird.
Monkey's dead.
But the Angry Bird's wearing a bunny outfit. No, I don't know. I get it. It's legitimate to compare it to Mad Men. That's probably where it came from, and that's probably... but who knows that that's really where it came from? I mean, that's what the execs...
The author is dead, right?
Right. No. I'm saying, like, do we know when it was first written, when it was first proposed? Like, just because it's finally, like, going to production and going to air now based on Mad Men, that doesn't necessarily mean
it doesn't
that
really
the writers...
Matter. It's right. probably not a show that's been like somebody's dream project right. whole life, and it's coming to fruition like exactly the way they want
that?
It to be.
All right,
I guess I don't know.
Well,
I'm gonna
I'm gonna watch it.
I'm gonna watch it too.
Yeah,
but I'm not gonna like it.
I'll watch the pilot.
I'm gonna watch it and like it because I'm not into Schadenfreude.
Oh, wow! Wow!
Just
wow!
Doctor,
I will probably not watch it. I'm not interested in the 60s right now.
But what about boobs? You love boobs.
That's not network television boobs.
Ouch.
What?
You hear that, network TV? Not enough boobs for the doctor piece.
If you get actual boobs on cable.
Yeah, but...
Correct.
Yeah. All right.
Next, NBC brings us an adaptation, straightforward, not ripoff, of BBC show Prime Suspect.
Mm.
Formerly led by Helen Mirren, a competent actress. Now
I would say she's more than competent.
More... Okay.
I would call
Academy
her competent
Award
plus.
Winner, Helen Mirren. Did she win an Oscar?
I've never loved her in anything, though.
No.
Yeah, me either.
She's kind of got that...
She's British, so she's a real actress.
Yeah, she looks like she's always kind of mad at you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, always judging you.
Like,
I
she'd
have
be
a
the
comment
kind of person...
about Prime Suspect.
Please.
Go for it.
I actually watched a minute of this trailer, and it reminded me of... You know the scene in Hot Fuzz? It's kind of like a joke. Like, the detective comes in, there's all these investigators looking at the crime scene, and then he's like, oh, by the way, the window's broken from the inside. And everyone goes, huh? And the whole trailer for this is just, like, the girl detective looking at a map of a crime scene with all these detectives around. And then they keep coming around, and they're like... And she says, hey, did you notice this? And they're like, whoa, you're a girl, and you're real smart.
Yeah.
That's, like, what the whole premise is, according
to
the preview.
Well, we're still not used to girls being smart.
And I would argue that's one of the reasons Chicago Code got canceled, because it doesn't have a single character that wows the other supporting cops or anything.
Yeah, like the woman is, like, everyone's afraid of her and is, like, she's, like, a good detective, but they're not intimidated by her either.
And they're not surprised when she does something
right.
good.
They expect her to be good.
Right. Yeah.
But I will defend the trailer, at least in terms of style, in terms of its looks, has a feel to it that it's kind of derivative of shows that are now, that are successful, but it's still nice. It's successfully gritty, at least in my opinion. And then Maria Bello, everyone thinks is really surprised that she's a good detective. But, like, she seemed like she would bring a little verve to it.
I mean, also, that's why I was about to say that she's competent like Helen Mirren, but also I've never loved her in anything.
Yeah. Where is she? What would I know her from?
History of Violence.
She was on ER for a while. She was kind of a gritty doctor.
What does she look like? Describe her.
She's blonde, kind of plain blonde looking.
Wiry.
Yeah. Wiry.
Kind of tough.
Yeah.
Gritty.
Tough yet small.
Yeah. Mm.
Coyote ugly.
Jess would punch you if she heard you say that.
The yet part.
Yeah.
I'm happy that NBC is putting a scripted drama at Thursdays at 10, 9 central
that's true.
Again.
Yeah,
and I'll probably just inherently watch at least the first few minutes of it because it's after the Thursday shows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so I'm going to give it a wait and see. Yeah.
Wait and see?
Wait and
oh,
see.
All right. Wait and see. You know what? I'm going to say can it because I don't like stuff with cops. They're cops, right?
Right.
Okay. I say that Mark's gritty is my contrived can it.
Yeah.
Ouch. I did say style... never mind.
I'm going to actually be too busy rewatching probably the Playboy Club.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Because they're going to have to do encore presentations of it every
right.
night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because there's just so many budget. People that want to watch it.
So much subtlety in Playboy models' butts.
Doctor, do you have a YouTube comment for us on Prime Suspect?
Oh, shoot. No, I forgot. I was too busy having an actual opinion.
Forget it. Forget Ooh. It. Forget it. Forget
we all
it.
Seem to be a little on edge. Should we address that?
No,
no.
I wasn't on edge there. That was supposed to be a joke. I'm losing it.
all right. Speaking of okay, all the, I feel like we haven't yet talked about a single show that is original since. I don't think any of them.
Yeah.
Maybe Awake, but even that is kind of like the double life thing that.
Yeah.
Lone Star was based upon.
Guaranteed to be canceled.
Here's another ripoff. Mm-hmm. Smash. Which NBC is trying their hand at the original musical dramedy type thing. But instead of it being a glee club like the Fox show, mm-hmm. it's a Broadway team putting together a big show.
See, and I might... Qualler in the blog post said, you know...
Pass
because glee, but Broadway instead of a glee club. And I actually think I might give it a watch because it's glee, but with Broadway instead of a stupid, snot-nosed high school glee club... Who thinks they're good, but guess what, kids? You're never going anywhere.
You're just auto-tuned.
Yeah, so stop it. Also, it's not a mashup, not what you're doing. So I might actually watch it because I like the musical numbers in Glee, but I hate the characters. I just hate everything about the characters so much that right now I'm actually punching Chris a lot in the face because I'm so angry about it. They can't really
why
see
why not?
This
scared.
Why not call her?
I don't know.
Yeah, why not? She why beats not? Me enough.
Yeah. So I'd give it a yeah.
You know, I'll end up watching it because my wife Jerksica likes musicals, and she kept going with Glee a long while after I did. So I assume we'll at least watch the first few ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, contrived, yes, but could it actually be better than Glee? I think it's possible.
Yeah, because I feel like Glee is one of those shows. Like, if they're gonna do a ripoff, but I feel like a ripoff could possibly be better because I don't think Glee is. I feel like Glee doesn't quite get on the mark.
And I think it only thrives because it's the only musical
right.
narrative
yeah.
show.
Yeah, so good. It's a little healthy competition. You know what I always
maybe
say about the free market.
It'll help. Yeah, maybe it'll help Glee.
Yeah.
It won't be probably as good not. As Cop Rock, though.
No. Few things are. Doctor, sure. What do you think? You like singing, right?
I hate Glee. I hate singing in shows.
All right.
But I do like Catherine McPhee. I thought she was great in her Community guest
yeah,
spot.
She was actually funny. And,
yeah.
And she's attractive.
Yeah? How so? All right.
Like Mark said.
Qualler.
Sometimes Qualler. You watch shows because people are attractive. I would never do that.
No.
No, that's not what they're there for.
No, we watch it because of our brains.
Yeah, totally.
Our delicious brains.
I'm not susceptible to pop culture.
Here's one I think we can all agree on, finally, that we think will actually be good.
Yeah.
Up All Night, starring Christina Applegate and Will Arnett.
Up All Night! Is that a song?
Yes.
Okay. And written by Emily Spivey from Parks and Rec.
Yeah.
And, I mean, the premise isn't outstanding, but I feel like with those two actors in particular and that writer, it could turn into something uniquely real yet funny.
And it's about a baby. Like, they inherit a baby?
No, they have a baby.
No, they have a
yeah,
baby.
Yeah, it's that simple. They have
a baby.
The twist is that the dad stays home.
Right.
That's silly.
Right.
I know, right?
Why would the dad...
I saw that. I liked that the first time when it was called Mr. Mom. Am I right?
That's right. Keaton's the bomb.
And Maya Rudolph is in it, too.
And Maya Rudolph is in it. And you know, the thing that I guess that doesn't stumble me about the quote-unquote twist is that Parks and Rec tends to have quote-unquote gimmicks in their show, but they never, like, treat them as gimmicks.
Yes, that's they true. Don't dwell on it.
That's very true.
They just let it happen, and then they come up with actually original and clever jokes around them.
Yeah. Plus, I feel like I'm getting to the age where, like, I can relate more to a couple who just had a baby and having to deal with that than, like, some kids staying out all damn night.
Do you have something to announce, Bridget?
Huh? I don't want to talk about it.
She has three children, Doctor. Where have you been?
You're godfather to two of them.
Oh,
you're little drunk.
Isn't Timmy with you this weekend?
No, Persimmon is.
Oh. Persimmon, sure.
Percy. Yeah. What do you think, Doctor? Will you watch Up All Night?
I'm watching the preview in the background. I don't like Maya Rudolph.
But then again, like Maya Rudolph?
I didn't really like Amy Poehler before Parks and Rec.
Because he doesn't like strong women who are overt about
I don't think
this.
Maya Rudolph's funny.
I just think he doesn't think women are funny, which they aren't, because they can't be funny.
But
it's not true. I just watched the Sarah Silverman movie, Jesus is Magic or whatever.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
She's a woman, I think.
That's true.
I'm going to give it a watch it.
Watch it.
I'm sad that they're not putting it on Thursday nights because
right.
The show that we're about to talk to about next is going to be on Thursday nights, and that's
probably not going to be funny. And it also stars a strong woman, Bridget.
Yeah. No, not strong. There's a difference between strong and so obnoxious that you just want to punch her in the face.
Okay, I'm glad we can agree with that.
Whitney! Not about Whitney Port. Bummed about that. I miss you, Whitney Port.
She already has a show.
No, that's over.
Got canned.
Whitney Port, if you hear me, stop making clothing lines or whatever and, like...
Come back to the city.
Yeah, we miss you.
I'm going to can it.
Yeah.
We haven't even talked about what it's about. But I'm going to can it.
I don't like it because she has dark hair.
I think Whitney Cummings could be a good sitcom actress because... Only because of the part in the trailer where she looked at a hammer as a potential sexy thing and thought, maybe.
I think that she might be fine. I think from the trailer...
as a dildo?
And who knows?
I don't know.
And that's, who knows? Okay.
Let the imagination run wild.
Never hammered. Anyway, wow.
Continue, Bridget.
I feel like... Again, it's hard to tell from the trailers, but that's what we're doing.
Sorry, I interrupted you.
No, it's fine. You through?
Oh, this is getting awkward.
All right. There's that tension again. It's because I'm a strong woman.
Guys, I'm scared.
you best be. But I feel like what I really disliked is that the whole trailer was like, she's so quirky. And then most of the quirky things she did was like, you're going to wear a hoodie to a wedding, which, like, I don't know, she was wearing it over a nice dress and it was like a sweater hoodie. And that's not that quirky.
Yeah.
Like, so it was like, she's such a quirky, which is a stupid word. We've seen that anyway. But even then, the supposedly quirky things she did were not really all that quirky. Yeah. She totally plays by her own rules. Pancakes for dinner?
Here's what she does. She plays by her own rules by making a smiley face with her mouth open instead of closed mouth smiles.
Right. And it's like, some of us just smile like that, so.
I watched this whole preview because Whitney has gotten so much buzz on the internet, and I thought it was all recycled garbage jokes from sitcoms from the past 20 years.
It actually looks so bad that originally when I was watching it with Qualler when he was blogging, I was like, yeah, I'll watch that because it looks so bad it might be funny as a joke. Like, it looks like a joke sitcom. It looks so stupid.
Kind of like Dharma and Greg.
Yeah. I'm standing on a chair.
Dharma, get up. Get down from that chair.
Why don't you come up?
Oh. Is this a laugh track show?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do like that they tell me when to laugh.
I know.
But it's a clearly not filmed in front of a live studio audience.
Is that even an option anymore? Are sitcoms ever filmed in front of
it
a live studio audience?
Because Cheers...
I would go
clearly,
to it.
Yeah.
And yeah, when you watch like old episodes of Cheers that actually is filmed, like it's not obnoxious. Like,
no,
it's
because
natural.
Things that are like chuckle-worthy, the audience chuckles instead of like uproarious laughter.
Doctor, you're in the business. Do they ever film shows in front of a live studio audience anymore?
When I worked as an extra on 8 Simple Rules, they did. I had to go there.
8 Simple Rules?
Yeah, that was the only show where they actually had a live audience, so I had to go there on Friday night when the audience was there. And
nice.
Yep.
They should bring that back.
He's dead.
John Ritter's dead.
No, I mean, the concept of having an audience in the studio.
I agree.
Not dead people.
So Whitney, I'm going to give
canned.
Put her on a different show.
Yeah.
Let's move on to Fox Network. Sorry, NBC, that we made fun of your shows for so long.
Well, maybe they should try to write better shows.
Yeah. Here's one I'm very excited about, if only because it's from J.J. Abrams. It might actually be terrible, but the hype and getting excited for the show will at least be fun until it lets me down. It's Alcatraz, featuring Jorge Garcia from Lost.
Holy crap, you gotta come see this. It's all their stuff. Jack's death certificate. And look who signed it.
Robert Kennedy.
Yeah, I was excited until I saw the trailer.
Okay. Maybe that's why subconsciously I'm not watching the trailers.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's based on Alcatraz and there's going to be time travel involved.
Yeah, so the prisoners from Alcatraz 100 years ago escaped.
Oh, great.
And then 100 years later they come back or something.
As ghosts? Around.
Well, do we know? I don't know.
Who knows?
Maybe they're whispers. Maybe they're.
I like ghost
on the
shows.
Island.
I like J.J. Abrams. And I love Alcatraz. You guys all know that.
I do like Alcatraz a lot, actually.
Oh,
the
really?
Rock is a pretty good movie.
That was when my sister lived over by San Francisco for a while. That was one of my number one things to see when I was 11 or 12, was to go to Alcatraz. It was
really
fun. Maybe that's a lot has to do with the movie The Rock, however.
Yeah, that's what. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
My
I'll give it a watch.
R-rated
it.
Movie.
I'll watch it.
Doctor?
No, I haven't watched any J.J. Abrams show yet, so why start?
You've never seen Lost?
Why start?
No, Lost. I watched it in passing as my dad was watching it, but I never got interested.
Wow. Wow.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow.
Everyone says Lost, you have to sit through eons of boredom to get to any interesting part.
Untrue.
My time is valuable.
That's a lie. It all depends on perspective. And if you're willing to get into it, then you won't be disappointed. But if you are skeptical, it's going to take some prodding and dedication, which is... I went into it the latter, actually, because Qualler and I watched the first few episodes over and over again until finally we were like, okay, I guess this isn't for us. And then we both tried it on our own, and for some reason it started working. I don't know.
If you watch it with somebody who's not inherently skeptical,
right?
But to reinforce the skepticism with each other.
But how can Doctor not watch it with himself?
Oh.
And my cats, who are very skeptical.
Yeah.
let's
Back
talk
to
about
new
some,
shows.
Some animated shows.
Yeah.
Alan Gregory.
Boo.
Featuring Jonah Hill. As a snarky little kid, is that right?
Oh, yeah. I am not gonna like that. Mind your goddamn manners, kids. I am so sick of...
You know, I was so excited about Bob's Burgers and the guys from Home Movies coming back to half-hour animation comedies, but I very quickly lost interest in that.
Bob's Burgers made me feel creepy, the way Mary Catherine Gallagher makes me feel creepy.
Okay.
Does that make sense to anyone?
Sure.
There's some weirdly off-color jokes that weren't...
I just felt, and I'm not going to say offended or uncomfortable. It was just a weird, ugh, is it on me? I feel like it's on me, kind of a feeling.
What do you mean?
Did that show get canceled? Bob's
no, it's
it got renewed.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of the few ones that got renewed for next year. But Alan Gregory, I think, I mean, just because I'm always interested in what Fox does on Sunday nights that's not Seth MacFarlane related, I'm going to give it a wait and see.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll probably give it a can it. Because I think kids should know their place. Doctor?
I will wait and see. It has a surprisingly small number of views on YouTube. Only 5,000.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. Which is not very much.
We can zip through this next one pretty quickly because it's a spinoff of Bones, and none of us watch Bones, correct?
A spinoff of Bones?
Correct.
My mom watches Bones. I watched a season of Bones, I think.
Oh.
Is your mom home, Doctor?
Is she home?
Yeah.
She's out. Outside doing yard work.
You should ask her if she's going to watch The Finder, which stars Michael Clark Duncan as a guy who lives on a boat and solves crimes.
Well, Michael Clark Duncan is a side character. It stars a regular other guy.
I'm going to go to the bathroom, and I'm going to ask her that.
All right, cool. We'll see you in a little bit, Doctor.
BRB.
Let's move on to I Hate My Teenage Daughter.
Moving
back to The Finder.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. Jamie Presley, somebody that I never find funny, even though she tries really hard to be.
She won an Emmy. Did you know that?
For My Name is Earl?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
Wow.
I know.
That's coming from a guy that watches Raising Hope from the guys who made My Name is Earl.
Right. You watch Raising Hope?
It's a very
good
show.
Did you like it? Yeah.
It's a good show. It gets better as it goes on. But this is a multicam studio. Oh, is it a studio audience, this one?
It sounded like a studio audience.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, then maybe I'll give it a shot.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the title says it all. It's a mom who doesn't get along with her teenage daughter, correct?
Correct. And there's a lot of kids versus grown-ups type of thing.
Yeah. Stop twittering and spend time with your family.
It seems like the family sitcom in general is kind of coming back or trying to come back.
Mm-hmm.
Which, well, I'm fine with in general.
Yeah, but I don't like the family sitcom where it's like kids versus grown-ups. Like, whatever happened to like the Cosby Show, right? Where like we actually kind of mostly like each other.
Right. And I think that the success of Modern Family is making people confused that...
Yeah, because there's a family that's not constantly right. like...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, if they just see it as, oh, it's got the word family in the title and it's about a family, so let's try all the tropes that have gone through and been unsuccessful in the past. But you know what? It's interesting, I think, that Fox is doing a multi-cam studio audience sitcom, because when's the last one they've had of that?
Oh, man. Brothers?
Brothers.
I'm thinking of with Michael Strahan.
Right, right.
From the New York Times.
Yeah, so we'll see how they go with that. But Jamie Presley, I do not think is funny. Napoleon Dynamite, another animated version of.
Oh no!
They're bringing the whole cast.
Movie?
Yeah. Yep. Why? I just
wait.
Don't understand
the original
why.
Cast.
Yeah, the whole original cast. Yeah.
Can we not even talk about it?
No,
I'm gonna pretend that was a bad dream someone had.
Yeah.
And I liked that movie, actually.
I
liked that movie. I didn't love the movie. I thought it was funny. I thought it was clever. I definitely didn't hate it the way Chris and Qualler did. But I would never want to see it redone
again?
As an animated
right. or like
television
a second time,
show.
Or at all.
No, I would I would watch the movie again every once. I mean,
would you watch Napoleon Dynamite 2?
No. Yeah. Because
it was called
I,
Nacho Libre, by the way.
Okay. I liked Napoleon Dynamite. I thought it was fine and I actually more than fine. I thought it was very funny. I thought it was even kind of sweet but I felt like it was a very self-contained like one note and it hit that note really well and then we could move on from it. Yeah. I don't see how it's going to
And if I had to say something positive about it, it'd probably be the cinematography and that you obviously take that away by making it an animated show.
Yeah.
So
remember the Clerks animated show? That was funny.
It's funny. Yeah.
But that's because
Clerks the movie was funny.
Yeah,
even exactly. though they had kind of different senses of humor.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I don't think it's going to happen for this one.
No. Okay.
Guys, I'm back.
Oh, Doctor, what'd your mom think
Would
about The Finder?
It?
She has not heard of it yet. And I asked her if she had to use an adjective, though, to describe a Bones spinoff. What would it be? She said predictable.
Good one, zing.
Zing, indeed. All right.
Regarding Napoleon Dynamite, their preview view has almost 400,000 hits.
Mm-hmm.
Uploaded by the same people.
I hate college
kids. Yeah.
Yeah.
Would
you watch it, Doctor?
I would watch one episode, probably, but that's about it.
Really?
I might, out of morbid, like, sense of curiosity.
Yeah.
But what's to be curious about? It's Napoleon Dynamite.
I'm actually imagining it, and it's like really quirky. Did anyone watch the Beetlejuice cartoon?
Yes.
Yeah.
The way the
I
Beetlejuice
that.
Cartoon was
yeah.
really quirky, and I.
But that was for kids,
right?
That was
and
like
that's the only way that I can imagine this being like. So I, that if so, if has anyone okay? Has anyone watched the Beetlejuice cartoon lately?
Nope.
No.
Okay, it's not funny.
You watched it lately,
and it's. I don't want to talk about it. And it's nothing to do with, like, the movie, right? So it's just, like, takes the very, like, basest, like, laugh, L-A-F-F elements from the movie and puts it into a cartoon for kids. And so all I imagine for Napoleon... Well, Beetlejuice was evil. He was a bad... Like, all I can imagine for this Napoleon Dynamite is the same kind of, like, oh, I have three different catchphrases and there's, like, sound effects like zoinks, you know.
Me and Pedro get lost in the woods.
Yeah.
Yeah. New Girl is something that is doing kind of like what one of the NBC shows is doing, just taking a star and trying to make a show out of it, like Bent is with Amanda Peet.
Mm-hmm.
This is Zooey Deschanel, though, and she's actually kind of a big star to be going to TV, I feel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's big enough star.
Dr. Peace recently wrote a controversial blog post about why Zooey Deschanel is not attractive.
Ooh, controversy.
Well, she's not a
hottie, it wasn't really a apparently. Personal attack on her. As much as it is the culture around her that makes her more famous than I think she's deserving of.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think she's a talented actress or singer.
No. She should be in commercials, and that's about
she
it.
She looks pretty, like, this seems
she's
like a good
enough actress.
This does seem like
I think
a good
she's a terrible
fit.
Actress.
Really?
Her sister, Bones, Emily Deschanel, is a good actress. Zoe,
yeah, but she's not pretty.
I think she might be prettier than Zoe.
Oh, my God.
Go ahead, Qualis.
This actually seems like a good fit for her, though, because she gets to be, like, kind of quirky, but not, like, obnoxiously quirky. Like, quirky like she's, like, randomly sings crap, but in, like, a funny way, kind of. In kind of, like, it kind of looks like a kind of Cougar Town-ish type of zany, like not too zany.
I could be into that.
Interestingly, Damon Wayans Jr. was in the pilot, but because Happy Endings got renewed, he has to leave the show.
Oh, yeah. I'm totally going to do a Bloggy Later Radio segment on Happy Endings in the future, by the way.
Nice.
Great show. But
so the conceit is that she moves in with three guys and they all fall in love with her, right?
Yeah.
I would fall in love with her.
But it's like after she breaks up with, I don't know. Something like that.
Yeah. I mean, the bright spot is that the head writer is from Children's Hospital, which I know you like, Doctor.
Ooh, mm-hmm. I love that show.
So,
and it's another show that's run by a woman. Ooh, so,
yeah.
So, Bridget.
How about that?
So, Bridget. I guess I'll... What? Why do you all hate women so much?
That's not... That's.
I like them when they're pretty, so I'm going to watch this one.
All right.
I watched the trailer expecting to be completely turned off and disinterested, and said I was just kind of mediocre towards it. It was better than I expected.
All right.
That's probably a good sign.
I'm going to say watch it.
Next, last one from Fox is the one that probably has the most buzz as far as blockbuster big production shows. It's Terra Nova, and we talked about this on our very first episode of the podcast.
Yes, we did. And so, they probably spent like 75% of their new show budget on this show.
So it better be good.
Yeah.
And it won't be.
Yeah.
Because it's about dinosaurs.
And I'm thinking, yeah, it's going to be bad. But I like that they're dinosaurs and I'm going to watch it a lot.
I respect that they had the gall to spend a lot of money on a dinosaur show.
A time travel dinosaur show.
Yay! And those are two of my five favorite things.
Time travel to the past because the future looks ill because of global warming.
Of course.
Right.
Ugh.
Anyways,
you'll have to excuse Qualler. He doesn't believe in climate change.
I mean, well, there are two sides to every story, guys. And
Doctor, are you going to watch this?
I do believe in climate change.
Do you like it when it's preachy, though?
No.
I do.
Like Preach Avatar? On. No.
You thought Avatar was preachy? I'm being serious.
Wait, what? Really?
It was just about this beautiful world.
There wasn't a plot. It was just preach. I don't want to talk about Avatar.
Yeah, all let's right. not get in, down to that rabbit hole.
Next that you're going to tell me that cute I've little robot on. Movie was actually about something else. Wally.
Not Short Circuit?
Oh, robots?
Yeah, no, I was
thinking. Oh, yeah, Short Circuit.
No, Johnny Five?
Can we end this podcast circuit. With that song circuit. At the end of Short Circuit?
Hmm?
That plays over the credits.
I guess you listeners will have to wait and see as I scramble on YouTube to find it. All right, Qualler.
We'll definitely watch it, but it'll probably be terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Bring
Nova.
Us to ABC.
Good one.
Yeah, I'm not really interested.
That shit. Okay, we're on to ABC, and ABC, like NBC, is throwing a bunch of crap at a wall and trying to see what sticks.
Ugh.
And we'll start with a show called Apartment 23, formerly Don't Trust the Bitch in Apartment 23.
I'm going to watch this until the bitter end of the first season.
I'm going to watch this until the bitter end of the pilot.
All right.
Is that a picture of Dawson?
Yeah, and he's like my gay BFF, but straight.
I want to live here.
Okay, let's do it.
Oh my God, really? Thank you.
Yeah.
We've already talked about this.
Yeah. In our first episode, once again, we also...
I feel like we talked about it a couple times.
And it sounded like something that couldn't possibly be good, but the trailer...
I feel like it sounds like something that couldn't possibly go wrong. James Vanderbeek as a heightened version reality of himself. Wait.
Yes.
Heightened reality version of himself?
Yeah. Kristen Ritter seems like a really capable lead actress in a sitcom.
Oh, yeah, she's great.
She's Bridget, she was in Gilmore Girls, right?
Yes, she was in Gilmore Girls.
Who is she in Gilmore Girls?
She was one of Rory's college friends. She was a minor role in Gilmore Girls, a college artist friend.
Is she part of the Ritter dynasty?
I don't think so.
Well, she was also in...
Veronica Mars.
Oh, that one from Breaking Bad?
Yeah, Breaking Bad.
Okay, yeah, love her.
Yeah, she's great.
Hottie.
Mm-hmm.
How do you count that, Doctor?
Yeah, are you keeping track of the hotties, Doctor?
Yeah, I'm writing them down on my penis. Is Vanderbeek in this?
Yeah, he is. Actually,
I'm watching
in
the
it.
Trailer. I don't see him anywhere.
Oh,
there
it.
He is.
He's in it. There's like a picture of Vanderbeek in her apartment, and then he also happens to be one of her neighbors or something.
Oh, it's great. It's going to be his best role since Angus.
This was the preview video was posted 9 days ago by ABC. Zero comments.
Huh. Wow.
ABC's
and comments aren't disabled?
No, I don't think so.
Interesting.
All right. We'll watch it anyway.
Yeah, we're all going to watch it.
You've got an audience of three, ABC.
Charlie's Angels. Did you know that they're doing a Charlie's Angels remake?
With Minka Kelly of Friday Night Lights and Parenthood.
Yeah.
And you know, I find her attractive, but not like strap up with guns and adventures attractive.
Yeah.
I don't like that everything she says is like this with the same expression.
Oh, no, she's a terrible actress.
Yeah, really bad. Rachel Taylor, though, too. Remember Shudder?
I'm a cheerleader. I was having sex with your friend. Wait, now I'm a Christian. Now I'm taking care of an autistic kid. No, I'm just saying this is how she acts.
Oh, well, I know.
My parents are going through a really messy divorce.
Jason Kadams made her career.
That's true.
Made her seem capable.
She's not as hot as Leighton Meester. There, I said it.
Yeah, we had my birthday, we went to see The Roommate, and that was the best movie I've ever seen on my birthday, which is also in competition with other bad movies. Anyway.
What about The Messengers?
It was better than The Messengers, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Right,
so I'm not going to watch
Charlie's Angels.
Can't right away.
Yeah.
I'll watch it maybe a little bit.
I'm sad that ABC is going this route.
Me too.
Doctor?
Can it.
Yeah.
Good Christian Bells is the next one to talk about, and it's a kind of a soap opera-y Southern girl show, right?
Yeah, it's like one of those...
I like watching Southern ladies get bitchy.
But that's what The Real Housewives is for.
Yeah. But I'd feel less guilty about watching something that's scripted.
Who's running this show? Is anybody that knows how to tell a story?
It's a guy named Robert Harling, and he wrote the screenplay to Steel Magnolias. And other such...
I'm just kidding. I don't like that movie. But...
Never seen it.
It makes me feel like, you know, the parts in the first couple seasons of 6 Feet Under where it's like some woman coming off of the set of Grace Under Fire that's like totally doesn't fit in with the show and is like, I'm just a woman who's a no-nonsense woman who's coming to raise hell.
Oh, you mean the one who owns the funeral?
Yeah. Like it's an entire show that's like that.
Oh. Yeah.
I have to admit that I watched way too many episodes of Grace Under Fire.
I didn't hate it.
With my mom.
Oh, that's cool.
And sometimes by myself.
I mean, it looks competent. It looks like it's probably done well in that style.
Yeah.
Is this actually taking a stance on Christianity one way or another, or is it just a setting? Is Christian people?
I think it's just a setting.
Well, if they're going to be like Desperate Housewives, and I mean, I would guess Good Christian Bells is an ironic...
Yeah, it used to be called Good Christian Bitches, but they mixed that. I know.
I'm going to wait and see. And if,
yeah, I'll wait and see.
Sure.
If I happen to catch a commercial that piques my interest, I might stop in.
Sure.
Yeah.
But you know how I feel about women, right?
Bridget? Right.
We hate
doesn't care for them.
Yeah. We hate them.
Now let's talk about men.
Finally. Last man standing. Can it?
Man up. Can it?
Last man standing is Tim Allen's return to sitcom form.
Can it?
I loved Home Improvement when I was young.
It was my favorite show.
I loved Home Improvement too, but it is, I'm going to say, the single show I can think of, the single like sitcom show like that I loved when I was about 11, that I would say is completely unwatchable.
Completely.
Yeah.
Right? Because there are a lot of shows that I liked when I was little that now are like, well, those are stupid.
I had so many arguments.
But that's the only one that I think is totally unwatchable.
I had so many arguments when I was younger about which son I wish I was.
Arguments with whom, sweetie?
Myself.
Okay.
What was your answer?
It was... was the oldest one Brad?
Yeah.
Yeah,
my answer was always Brad.
Well, you don't want to be that youngest weirdo.
No, Randy?
Yeah.
Who wants to be Randy?
No, that Randy is John.
Randy is JTT.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
What's the youngest one called?
The youngest one is named Mark.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's close to home. Just so you know, if you can tell by my numerous mistakes this episode, Paula's real name is Mark.
Yeah, spoiler alert.
His real name is Mark. Yeah, let's can it. We got to move on. We've got about
let's just keep going. Yeah.
Man Up, also Tim Allen-esque. Why are they putting two shows about how hard it is to be a man in a woman's world?
Because if you're there for Last Man Standing, you want a little more about how hard it is to be a man.
But you wouldn't want to just make one of those shows an hour long. That would be treacherous.
Right.
Okay, let's get a couple things straight. It's not a woman's world. Right? And we're not going to... You aren't going to see any shows on network television that are like, oh, it's so hard to be a white person. Right? So why is it okay to be, oh, it's so hard to be a man in a woman's world?
Are you saying you're as oppressed as African Americans, Bridget?
Wake up, Chris. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Dan Fogler.
Oh,
hard
God.
Hard being a Christian. Yeah.
And the trailer is like one of those where it looks like it's an action show, but they're actually just playing video games with each other.
That's silly.
So it's just
silly.
About friends?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is this one of those like guys like to have fun and then women get in the way because they're all no nonsense,
right,
kind of knocked up?
Guys, when are you going to take out the garbage?
Except that with like 100% more... 100% more Dan Fogler going,
I'm sorry. You know what, listeners, I got to be honest. A lot of tension today is because I never let Chris and Qualler have any fun.
That's true. Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
She has all like,
are you playing video games?
This podcast can only be an hour long.
Yeah. Let's move on. Oh, she's pissed. Let's move on.
Next show is called
Missing.
And Missing is Taken.
I can think of a couple podcasters who are going to be missing.
Missing.
And other jokes.
Missing is basically Taken plus Ashley Judd minus Liam Neeson plus she's in Italy minus France plus she's in the CIA.
That was the best description of a show ever.
Thanks. And I really want to point this out. The head writer, Gregory Poirier, one of his other main credits is writing The Lion King 2, Simba's Pride.
Is that his only other writing credit?
Not his only, but I think his most notable.
I used to own Lion King 2, Simba's Pride. It was stupid.
I used to own Kiss the Girls, starring Ashley Judd. And I always thought that she was actually really good in that kind of role, and then she disappeared.
Mm.
So she might be good in this kind of like Jack Bauer, but a woman. But just looking for her son.
Right.
A mother's revenge.
And she should be more protective of her son than Liam Neeson was of his daughter, because she's a woman, and that's
exactly that part mothers of her nature. Do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you guys eating pizza rolls? Girl, spoil your dinner.
I do like butt kicking shows like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I love another 24 action for show. A long time.
Mm.
Hey, interesting.
Sexist.
Hey, Doctor, would you watch Missing?
I don't like Ashley Judd, so no.
Oh.
How about Once Upon a Time?
This is the other fairy tale show.
Yeah.
This is the one that is marginally better looking.
Yeah. Even though it's like probably even a goofier premise than Grimm.
But we like Jennifer Goodwin.
Yes. Yeah, Jennifer Goodwin is playing Snow White.
This is not the first time that there was a network show that depicted like Snow White. Does anyone remember the sitcom that starred Snow White?
No.
But it's like Snow White married like a regular guy and like moved to the suburbs. Anyone?
Weird.
Listeners?
That sounds really weird and awesome.
Okay, well it was probably a short-lived sitcom, and I remember watching it when I was really little, and it was strange. Yeah. Doctor, does that sound familiar to you?
Nope.
Okay.
It's developed by Adam Horowitz and Edward Kitsis, who wrote longtime writers / producers of Lost. So
they know how to do twists and cliffhangers, but I don't. Once again, the whole premise is something that I think was really only suited for the comic book fables.
Yeah, fairy tales that might be real.
Right. I think I'll give that a watch. It.
I'm gonna wait and see it.
Yeah.
Pan Am. Here's one I'm actually am excited about, even though once again it's your other '60s Mad Men ripoff.
As am I.
On airlines instead of in the.
Do you like
rather
Christina
watch about
Ricci?
Airlines than the Playboys? Hello.
I just think that because
bunny
they,
rabbits are so cute.
I'm gonna watch both, but I think this one has more longevity because it's not based around a murder kicking off the series plot.
Mm, okay.
Yeah, it's Christina Ricci is a flight attendant who
travels.
I don't
like Christina Ricci.
Really?
Fun fact, I find her very attractive.
Really?
Yeah.
I find her pretty attractive.
Me too. Yeah. Me too. Body count.
Body count.
Okay, my head just exploded because, really? I'm going to put her up there with like the Whoopi Goldberg in terms of like not an attractive actress.
Really?
Yeah.
She's got really nice big eyes.
She's got really weird big eyes, and have you seen her forehead? It spans...
My friend, when I was a kid, convinced me that she died on a Batman.
I thought you
Batman
that
the
Stephanie
ride.
From
oh, no, no,
House
yeah,
does.
You're right. You're right.
Oh, yeah, I remember hearing that rumor, too.
Yeah.
What is wrong with Whoopi Goldberg?
What?
Not
Whoopi Goldberg.
Think how hard that would be, Bridget, to be a woman and black.
I can't even fathom it. But thanks for belittling my struggle.
No problem.
Yeah, I can't believe 3 out of 4 podcasters think Christina Ricci is attractive.
I think you'd find probably 4 out of 5, like, overall. I think 80% of podcasters think Christina Ricci is attractive.
Is that true? That's a good estimate. What about you guys at home? What do you think?
We'll put a widget poll on our blog.
Yeah.
I just... Ugh. Next you're going to tell me that you like Juliana Margulies.
Are you kidding? Yeah.
I actually don't find her attractive.
Okay.
She's got those legs. You know?
Okay. Revenge is a show that pretty much explains itself.
It's not a story about forgiveness. They even say it in the trailer. It's called Revenge, but it's not about forgiveness.
It's like calling a show Justice and saying it's not a show about injustice.
Right. Exactly. So, can it?
Canned.
Yeah.
Who's in it?
Oh, somebody really boring looking. I don't remember.
A nobody?
Yeah.
All right. Showrunner?
That's the first line of the
Mike Kelly, who also ran The Beautiful Life with Misha Barton.
Canned.
He was a writer on The OC, but it's like one of those things where it's like kind of Lifetime-ish, but not hammy at all, so it doesn't have any kind of ironic...
And will it be a serial story about her getting revenge on one person, or getting revenge every week?
I think so. It seemed like just revenge on, like, the entire...
Everything?
Everybody who lives in the Hamptons, for some reason.
Oh, okay. Watch it.
Which just makes you think, like, you're just a really bad person.
You're just jealous.
Yeah. You don't live in the most expensive...
You don't know me, bitch.
They call it the most expensive zip code in America, which I feel like is kind of a... veiled slam on 90210.
Ooh. Right. All right, let's move along. We're technically...
Did you know Revenge reminds commenter Albert Mario of the OC, but it reminds commenter Apollo Express of Harper's Island.
Oh. I love Harper's Island.
Well, and I love the OC.
The next show we're going to talk about is actually possibly reminiscent of Harper's Island.
Yeah.
The River is another horror serial drama.
I'll watch that.
I'll totally watch it.
And it also has the gimmick of the found footage type thing, right?
Yeah. It's the guy who did Paranormal Activity, Oren Peli, who created it.
And so it's based on, somebody going out into the forest?
Yeah, so, like, there's a guy who does, like, a nature show, and he disappears in the river. I don't know which river it is, but they find the video, and they go to explore where he went, and they uncover all kinds of crazy shit.
Do you guys remember Blair Witch Project?
Yes, the original Paranormal Activity.
Yeah, I do remember the Blair Witch Project.
That was a great movie. I liked that. Did anyone else like that? Yeah. I was so scared.
It was fun.
It was scary. It was scary stuff.
I've always wanted like a pure horror show to work, so I hope this one works.
But I think you're kind of right in your percentage, though, that it's always a half-half make it or break it type of deal.
Yeah.
Mm. I'll watch it.
I want it to be good. Really bad.
Next is Scandal, talking about our PR shows coming in the fall. There's another one coming on the Pay Channel with Kristen Bell, but this one is featuring Shonda Rhimes.
She's a creator, Grey's Anatomy creator. And it's stars Carrie Washington, and she is the head of a law firm that helps to put scandals away before they begin in Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. So it's probably pretty procedural, and they could probably come up with a lot of different standalone episodes.
Carrie Washington is kind of like our generation's Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little, except pretty.
Come on, leave Whoopi alone.
I don't know how many scandals you can come up with, though.
There's a lot of scandals.
There's cheating. There's gay sex. Uh-huh. There's cheating with gay sex.
There's animal sex.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, there's also, tax evasion?
Really?
That's a scandal.
That'd be kind of a... What? Yeah.
Or, like, there's money. There are money scandals. There are sex money scandals. Cross-dressing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm not a Grey's Anatomy fan at all, but I can see the production value of it.
It'll work better, I think, than Off the Map, which got canned this last year.
Yeah.
Which is about doctors in the jungle.
Because, like, it's, you know, they can all dress
nice.
Don't need
doctors.
That's true.
Suburgatory is a mouthful of a terrible name.
Yeah.
And it's
like Purgatory, but in the suburbs.
Really?
Wow, that's original.
Yeah.
Featuring who?
Jeremy Sisto and Cheryl Hines.
Ah.
Does he play? He plays a dad.
Yeah,
I don't see him as a
teenage
dad.
Daughter.
That doesn't make
he's
any
getting
sense
old.
To me.
Yeah, he's getting kind of fat too. Sorry,
really?
Still hot though. I would make him work out, but then I would have sex with him after he'd lost his weight.
It's another one written by a Parks and Recreation writer woman.
So
here you go, Bridget.
This will tell us between this and that other show that I already forgot the name of, Up All Night.
Whether women can write.
Whether A, women can write, and B, who's the actual funny one on Parks and Rec.
Man, it's a battle of the sexes.
Battle of the... Aren't they both named Emily, too?
Yeah.
Typical women.
Weird. Women are always named Emily.
Okay. Let's move on from that. Work It?
Do you want to watch that, Harry?
Oh, sorry.
I was watching the preview. It sounds like there's a narration, which I don't like, so no.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Voiceover's the worst.
Yeah.
Disagree.
Work It, the bosom buddies for the next generation.
Finally, yeah. Because if there's one show we need.
Hey, you guys, did you see at the high school, whatever, pep rally where the football players dressed as women?
Yeah.
Well, they should totally make a show about that.
Unless you use, like,
hey,
a 90s.
That was on Friday Night Lights.
Right.
That's
Are
true.
You insulting Friday Night Lights?
No.
Don't worry, Sorry. Doctor. Don't worry. And let's also name it with a 90s catchphrase
right.
that nobody uses anymore.
Right. Yeah, and it actually, the trailer has...
Is it starring Bette Midler
the
and
trailer,
Lily Tomlin? Like, what's going on here?
The trailer has the song by RuPaul.
Yeah.
The word, cover girl, work it girl. I know way too much of that song. Do ya Yeah.
On the runway.
You get it? Because it's like, it's not really women, guys.
But why they have to dress up to get a certain job?
Oh, because it's a woman's world.
Yeah,
so because a white man can't even get a break anymore. Because
there's so many unemployed men.
Hey, one of them's black.
That's true. But like,
oh,
it's hard to.
I don't
hard.
See color, Dr. Peace.
How do they not know that they're men? They are all men dressed as women. Very masculine looking men dressed.
Remember
as women.
White Chicks? That was a great movie.
Remember Tootsie?
Yeah. But that was, you know, there
good
was
reference.
A kind of, there was kind of a point to that movie.
Remember Some Like It Hot?
Yeah.
That was... That.
Remember Splash? What are we talking about?
Oh, yeah.
13 likes to 52 dislikes on YouTube.
Wow.
Not starting out well.
No. Let's move on to CBS and let's make this a rapid fire to close out our podcast because we all know how much we really don't like CBS.
I actually think CBS has the best slate of new shows.
Oh, that's right. I remember you writing that and me agreeing with you, actually.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, the least offensive to... It goes from inoffensive to looks like it could be good.
All right, so get ready for part two of the podcast, listeners. We've got another hour in us.
Oh.
we can go with
them. All right, rapid fire. CBS, A Gifted Man. Love it or leave it.
What's it about?
Jonathan Demme directs the pilot. That's nice.
Yeah, it's a guy who's his wife dies.
This is a ghost show, Bridget.
But I don't like. Wait, I like.
You guys
ghosts.
Wrote a pilot about ghosts.
Oh, spoiler
Sorry.
For the future.
Sorry.
Watch
but
for it on
they
Stars.
They didn't write a show. He is a.
Isn't Doctor producing that?
Yeah, I don't know.
He's playing four of the characters.
So Patrick Wilson, he's a pretty good actor, and his wife dies, but he can see her as a ghost.
Right.
And it's not played for, like, scares. It's played for, like, touching moments, kind of.
So touched by an angel.
Yeah, and, touched like, sad, but, like, Enya-type music in the background.
All right.
Anna Paul, please.
I'm sorry. Dr. Paul passed away 2 weeks ago. Dr. Paul?
Michael?
You said you had dinner with her last night.
Dr. Paul passed away 2 weeks ago.
I'm going to wait and see on
Looks
that one.
Looks competent.
I'd rather that it was scary.
Yeah,
I don't trust CBS's producing that without making it ham-handed.
And it's going to be procedural, right? She's going to help them out with something every
probably,
week?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's not crime procedural, at least. So, next show is How to Be a Gentleman. And it stars Kevin Dillon and a guy named David Hornsby. And Kevin Dillon is kind of a douche, and David Hornsby is like a nerd. And it also
the original Odd Couple.
Yeah,
yep.
And it also features Dave Foley.
Oh.
And Mary Lynn Rice Cub.
Yeah.
The twist is that most nerds are also douchey.
Yeah.
That, it's too bad because Dave Foley will seemingly be relegated to a very supporting role, I assume.
Did you guys read that article about... it was about a Dave Foley movie in the AV Club, and Dave Foley has, like, a horrible personal life after News Radio, where he's, like, divorced and, like, owes his wife a bunch of money, and, like, his career totally fell apart. So I'm totally rooting for Dave Foley to succeed.
I'll watch it.
The trailer made me laugh.
But Dave Foley has that weird
I know you hate Dave
child
Foley.
Face.
But he's like got a goatee though. Now.
I like News Radio despite Dave Foley. I do not like Dave Foley. Oh,
okay. Mary Lynn Rice Cub is funny, though.
She can be, yes.
It just looks kind of funny. It looks let's give it well a cast. And Kevin Dillon as a douche instead of like a douche that we laugh at instead of a douche that's like supposed to be cool.
Right. Do you think it's CBS, so it'll be a laugh track show, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, I'll be surprised when they actually produce one of those that's good besides arguably How I Met Your Mother. But on the plus side, because it seems like they have some good dramas lined up, maybe they're actually trying to revamp their network a little bit.
Yeah, I think there's another show later on. It seems like they're trying to skew more toward quality produced shows that are not just for your parents.
Good. Hmm. And then the next one I think definitely is one to be excited about. Maybe even one of the ones to be most excited about this upcoming season.
Yeah.
Featuring Michael Emerson of Lost and Jim Caviezel of that Jesus movie. It's called Person of Interest, and it's basically Michael Emerson gets to play the nervous, crazy guy, but he's also a billionaire that tries to enlist Jim Caviezel to do espionage?
Yeah, to take out bad guys.
Right.
So, you know, it's probably, they can probably do a lot of procedural things with it. But it's also written by Jonathan Nolan, Christopher Nolan's brother, and he's the showrunner. Mm-hmm. And it's also produced by J.J. Abrams.
And so it has also the potential to have a back storyline that'll continue throughout the episode, similar to The Good Wife.
Yeah, Jim Caviezel is a ex-CIA who somehow becomes homeless, and Michael Emerson pulls him back in while talking like this, like Ben Linus.
But, you know, it's interesting enough that it'll hold our attention for a couple episodes of it.
I've seen Jonathan Nolan speak in person. Yeah, because he went to Georgetown and he spoke at a commencement.
And it is on Thursdays at 10/9 Central, and I'm much more likely to watch this than Prime Suspect, so sorry, Prime Suspect.
You know, the tricky thing about this is that CBS doesn't give their shows to Hulu, so the only way I'll watch it is either live or on CBS.com.
That's true.
So, I'm off CBS.
We'll see.
Well, Two Broke Girls, also, for some reason, has some potential to it.
Yeah.
Is it starring
Kat Dennings?
Haley and Hilary Duff.
And you know, I actually like Kat Dennings in Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist, but I really didn't like her in Thor.
Hmm.
Oh, she was.
So I don't know if she has.
Well, Thor was really bad.
Yeah.
So
I don't know. I think it has potential though because who's the other girl?
Her name is where is it? Beth Bears. It's like an Odd Couple type of thing where Beth Bears, she's blonde and she. You see, she used to be rich, but now she's broke. Mm. Whereas Kat Dennings has always been broke, and they have to move in with each other for some reason.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks kind of funny.
Yeah.
It could be. That dichotomy, maybe it will
be. We'll see. Like Sex and the City without the money.
Yeah, actually, and it's
because
produced
Sex and the City is only good because of the money.
And it's actually also produced by Michael Patrick King from Sex and the City.
All right, we'll give it a
and
whirl.
Written by Whitney Cummings again. It's like the year of Whitney Cummings.
Here's one that ties into a theme that we talked about a little while ago. Unforgettable, where they literally take a cop and make her way better than the other cops, but they also give her a diagnosis that gives a reason for why she's so much better than the other cops, and it's because she remembers absolutely everything that's ever happened to her.
Yeah, ever.
So she
unforgettable.
So she'll look at the broken window and say that was broken on the inside, and that's because I remember it because I was here.
Exactly. Yeah, and the trailer has her for some reason she can see herself. The way that they set that up is that she can see herself in the past, or like can, and it looks really convoluted. Also, Dylan Walsh, Dr. McNamara.
Someone who has not aged well.
And someone who needs to go stay inside for a while.
Yeah.
That's CBS. Let's talk real quick about CW, though I don't think we need to talk more than a couple things about each of these.
2 minutes.
Yeah.
So H&R?
No.
Hater.
Hater.
Learn how to spell.
And this is a reality show, the first one we talked about. But it's about... Right, it's not scripted, correct?
Correct. Okay. Correct.
It's about a
that's right, I remember.
About people who hate celebrities, and then the host brings the hater to the celebrity for a confrontation of sorts.
So is this going to happen to us soon?
Yeah.
They're going to make me look at Whoopi Goldberg in the eye.
Right.
Aren't they?
And you got to explain to Whoopi why you don't like her.
But then
I like her fine, I just don't think she's very good looking.
And are you going to say that to Whoopi Goldberg's face?
But then she'll take you out for a night on the town and you'll like her.
I probably won't find her any more attractive.
It's spelled
I want to be there for that.
Uh-huh. I'm surprised we don't have a show yet called LOL or JSYK.
Maybe we could write that show.
Okay.
It can happen.
Heart of Dixie, starring Rachel Bilson.
I would watch it.
H-A-R-T, because her name is Dr. Zoe
Okay,
Hart.
But that's how the CW does it, and we forgive
and
them
Dixie,
for that.
Dixie, because she goes to Dixieland.
What do you mean I didn't get the fellowship?
There are other places to practice medicine.
One Manhattan doctor's life is about to go south.
Mom, I moved to Alabama. Mom, are you there?
Deep South.
Whoa.
They already had a show with that pun, Heart to Heart. Wasn't that a show?
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah. It was.
Yeah. Good call, doctor.
It was.
But I like Rachel Bilson.
And we like Josh Schwartz, kind of. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The OC.
Is this an hour-long drama?
Dramedy, yeah.
Okay.
But it, the clip I saw was bad.
Yeah.
Yeah,
really bad.
Well,
all right.
Well. It's like Nancy Travis. Do you guys remember Nancy Travis?
How could I forget Nancy Travis?
Supposed to be a star. It's
so
like...
Married Next Murder.
You know how, like... Yeah, exactly. You know how in Justified, where the Dixieland seems like a gritty, fun but kind of scary place.
Right.
Imagine that, but instead of fun and scary, just kind of like the quirky music to indicate that it's supposed to be funny.
Oh, I hate quirky music.
Yeah, it's the worst.
All right.
Doctor, will you watch it? I know you find her attractive.
Rachel Bilson?
Yeah.
I will not watch it.
Oh.
Ooh.
How about Ringer? This is one I actually might watch because even though Sarah Michelle Gellar, it's been a while. I think she's good at doing the action type role. She is on the run from the mob, but she poses as her wealthy twin sister.
Kara Michelle Gellar.
But it turns out...
But it turns out... Oh, Nestor Carbonell is in it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll watch that.
Richard from Lost.
Yeah, it was actually a CBS... produced pilot that didn't get picked up by CBS, so it's like one of CBS's scraps.
Isn't she married to
Freddie Prinze Jr.?
The actor that more than any other actors, I'm the most surprised that like he's a star.
Oh yeah, he's a star.
He was. I feel like for a long time he was consistently getting leading male roles, and the only expression he knows is confused
and spiky hair.
Did you watch with us the movie called New York City Serenade? With Freddie Prinze Jr. and was the other guy from American Beauty or not? No, American Pie. The jock guy,
Sean William Scott.
No, the other
Chris Klein.
Yeah, Chris Klein and Freddie Prinze Jr. And it was like it's so hard to be a white man in New York
that
City.
That seems to be a theme.
That is a theme. You know what? Because Hollywood's run by white men.
Right.
I'm gonna give it a shot. I'm gonna watch it, but it's probably gonna
could be fun.
It could be fun, but it could also just be disinteresting.
Could be boring.
Secret Circle, companion piece to The Vampire Diaries.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, I think we can all agree that since we don't watch that show, we're not going to watch the... Is it a spinoff, or is it just like...
No,
it's like Vampire Diaries, but with witches.
Yes, and also written by Kevin
Williamson.
Oh,
I'll watch that. I like witches. Kevin Williamson.
Yeah. I've actually heard...
I was watching the preview in the background, and I didn't know it was about witches, and I was interested until you said that. I thought it was like a high school drama inner circle. I don't know.
Why can't they just do a high school drama anymore?
You know? Is the new 90210 still on?
Yeah,
unwatchable.
Really?
Eh.
Unwatchable.
Is Gossip Girl still on?
Yeah, and that hardly qualifies as it is.
Gossip Girl, I don't count as a high school drama.
Because they're in college now?
Because they were never, it was never...
It's not even close to being high school related not even, at all.
Yeah.
All right.
That was a wealthy person drama. So
yeah.
A different...
I guess that none of the scenes took place in the school at all. Right. Okay. But yeah, I've heard good things about Vampire Diaries as far as guilty pleasures go.
Yeah.
So
maybe try this summer.
Yeah, maybe this summer.
Probably not watch Secret Circle until there's good buzz there.
Right,
too.
Exactly. Wait and see.
Yeah.
So there you have it. The upfronts, as judged by your Blogulator crew. I've been Chris.
Dr. Peace.
Waller.
Thank you, and as we should make sure that you know,
our opinions are valid.
Thanks for listening. Catch us back next week. Find us online at theblogulator.com. Thanks to the Fancy Pants Gangsters Network. And this is us signing off for Blogulator Radio.
Feels like I came alive just yesterday.
Give me five.
Feels like I'm always gonna feel this way. Hearts haven't set in motion. Worlds haven't turned around. When you've been lost, you know.